Happy Sunday and welcome to another amazing edition of Sunday Conversations with the Rileys, establishing effective communication through spiritual growth. My name is Gerald Riley, and unfortunately, my beautiful wife, my rib, my best friend, my sugar mama, my all in all, Katasha Riley, she couldn't be with us here today because she is at the Overflow Salon and Barbershop, holding it down for Team Riley. Hey, listen. We are broadcasting all the way from Eufaula, Alabama, and surrounding areas. And today's special guest is none other than Mrs.
Cynthia Hyman
from
Radiant Real Estate Services.
Could you say that one more time?
My name is Cynthia Hyman. I'm with Radiant Real Estate Services.
Outstanding. And today's conversation is called Buying a Home with the VA Loan. I like the way that sounds. Buying a Home with the VA Loan.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that kind of rhymes. Yes. I like that. Okay, listen, Miss Cynthia.
Yes, sir.
Miss Cynthia, what is a VA loan?
Well, a VA loan is a type of loan that you can get to purchase a home, and it's open to veterans, surviving spouses in some situations, and it's an entitlement that veterans are entitled to, you could say.
Outstanding. Now, can they buy a trailer with the VA loan?
In some situations, you can buy mobile homes, you can buy modular homes, you can buy residential, commercial spaces. Yes.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's interesting. Now, is a VA loan different than a regular loan?
Yes.
How is it different?
They do have some differences, qualifying factors, different credit scores. You have to have different qualifications to see if you're entitled to the VA loan. So, I mean, there are some differences in the VA loan. It's a non-conforming loan.
Oh, outstanding. So what credit score are we looking for to qualify for a VA loan? Where we need to be at?
Well, that depends on the lender, but most of them look for a score around 620. Yeah, there's really not a minimum. It just goes by your debt to income ratio and that kind of thing. The lender can tell you more about, you know, the qualifications for that.
Okay, now, does every soldier, seller, military person qualify for a VA loan, or is there stipulations? Like, what if I got out on a dishonorable discharge?
Yeah, there are stipulations. There are requirements for the who can qualify for the loan.
Can you name some of those stipulations? Like,
you have to have served during at least 90 days during a wartime period. There are some. If you're in the reserves, you had to be in the reserves 6 years. If you're active duty, you qualify. So there's just different requirements. Definitely, if you went to the www.va.gov and looked up home loans, they could tell you the entitlements and give you a list of everything that's
required. Now, could you say that website again?
Sure. www.va.gov/homes, and then they'll give you a list of requirements for the VA loan and how to get your certificate of eligibility to start.
Outstanding. Now, is the interest rate that we currently have out here, I think is what, 6.5% off the top of my head?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, is that online with what VA will give you as far as the interest rate?
It's pretty competitive, yeah. The interest rate that you would get on a VA loan is certainly similar than what you would get with, you know, a conventional loan or FHA loan. They're very similar. Sometimes the VA loan may be a little bit more, but that's something you would need to discuss with the lender. You know?
Okay, now, I've heard of soldiers buying, like, repossessed homes. Is that one of the things that you can do with the VA loan? Can you buy a home that was repossessed maybe from another soldier or individual?
You can buy foreclosures or repossession. Yeah, you can definitely use your VA loan. But, you know, through the process, when you have your appraisal and all that, they'll let you know what repairs would be required for you to qualify, you know, to use your VA loan for that particular property.
Okay. Now, is there a certain amount of money that I need to save up for this loan?
That depends on the price of the house that you're getting. So there is no home, there's no payment that's required, no money down.
No earnest money?
You can use earnest money, yes. You have to use earnest money because that just shows good faith. It's just showing good faith.
Okay.
But you don't have to have the money down for a VA loan. But you do have closing costs. People get that confused.
Okay. Can you tell me the difference between the closing costs and the earnest money?
So if I was using an FHA loan or a conventional loan, the lender may only loan me 95%, and I would have to come up with 5% down, you know, the 5% of the price.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was using a VA loan, VA covers 100%, so I wouldn't need to put any money down. I would just need to worry about closing costs, which is prepaid interest, taxes, you know, property taxes, that kind of thing.
Outstanding. Mm-hmm. Now, let's say, for instance, we have someone out here that's listening that maybe they coming in with like a 580 credit score. Mm-hmm. Do you work with people with like a credit repair company or something like that to help build that score up so they can qualify for the house?
Absolutely. When we meet a person, we meet them where they are. So you may not be ready to buy yet, but if we work with you, tell you what you need, give you the steps to follow, you may be ready in a year or 6 months. So we definitely meet people where they are. So we try to make sure we nurture that kind of lead with our clients and the people that we work with in the community. So we reach where you are.
Outstanding, outstanding. Listen, just in case you're joining us for Sunday Conversation with the Rileys, we're in the studio with Mrs. Cynthia
Hyman, Radiant Real Estate Services.
Now, Miss Cynthia, First of all, let me tell you, I'm happily married. Everybody in Columbus and surrounding areas know how much I love Katasha Riley. That's my rib. But my wife let me recognize certain things, and I'm in a room with three of the most beautifulest women in the city.
Oh, thank you.
So could you please shout out to Rocky, because his wife in here, shout out to Rocky, homeboy from Mobile, Alabama. That's my homeboy across the bay. But could you please give the names of the members of your team?
Sure.
And what they do.
Okay. I'm here today with my qualifying broker, owner of Radiant Real Estate Services, Delois D. Marsh. And I'm here with our partner and team member, Taylor Rimber. So, yes, I'm happy to have them with me.
Now, how long have you ladies been working together?
Let's see. About 5 years. I've been, it's about 5 years we've been working together. So yeah.
Okay. Now, I know I'm interviewing you, Miss Cynthia, but I need for each individual to tell me what do they love most about helping veterans qualify for home ownership. Now, you go first, Miss Cynthia, then I'm going to ask you, Miss Rocky Marsh.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Marsh?
Mm-hmm.
Miss Rocky Marsh, and then I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
What's your name again?
Taylor.
Now go ahead and you tell me, what do you love most about helping veterans qualify for home ownership?
Well, it's just a special place in my heart. Like I said, I'm a military brat. You know, my father retired from Fort Moore and
hoorah.
And I just remember, you know, the first time we bought a home and we all toured it and we were so excited. So it's just, you know, you matching your heart with your home, your homes with hearts. And that's one thing that I enjoy doing because I feel like it's a stability thing for families to have a home to come to. So it's just a, you know, something I enjoy doing, working with the community.
Yes, you know, I was telling someone the other day that, you know, veterans are a group kind of like a fraternity,
right,
or sorority in,
yes,
itself. My wife always trips because everywhere we go, when I start talking to people and I find out they're ex-military,
mm-hmm,
it's like we automatically have a brotherhood,
right, exactly,
with one another. I'm like,
yes,
man, where were you stationed at? Where's your MOS?
Right.
And stuff like that. And my wife be like, it's something with you guys. And I'm like,
it is.
It's a brotherhood.
It is.
It's
really
a brotherhood.
Is.
And because it's a brotherhood, I love to see everybody doing great,
mm-hmm,
in life. I'm a cheerleader, and I cheer for so many people. But I especially cheer for the men and women of the armed services because I know what they went through. And I tell people, if you join the military, you are a hero.
Yes.
Now, you don't have to go to war to be a hero.
Correct.
If you raise your hand, you are a hero. And the reason why I say that is because of this. When you raise your hand, you're basically saying, I'm willing to sacrifice my life for my country.
Right.
And a lot of people can't do that.
That's right.
A lot of people can't do that. Now, Ms. Rocky, you up next. Don't try to hide. Don't try to hide. We need to ask you.
Well, hello. This is Delois D. Marsh, retired Army captain of the Military Intelligence Corps. And one of the things that I just adore about helping my fellow veterans is about that sacrifice. A lot of times we hear, thank you for your service, but don't nobody know what veterans go through like us veterans. So it's really thanking them for their sacrifice. And what better way to thank a veteran than to serve them in their home, to get into their home? That is what I love about it.
Now, don't leave.
Okay.
So you own this company.
Yes.
So what inspired you to start this company?
Well, I got into real estate right off after I left active duty military. And I really just wanted something that I could do to build and say that it is my own. However, I also have a heart to help people. So that is why I got into real estate. And I always have a goal. I have an end state, just like we had in the military. I have an end state. Where do I want to be in 5 years? Where do I want to be in 10 years? So I knew 3 years into having my license that I wanted to open a company. So I started a team initially so I can manage agents and get the kinks worked out. And then I said, okay, it's time. Let's start this company. So my beautiful once client, the intern assistant, the intern team member, Ms. Taylor Nicole Rembert, went on this journey with me, and we have just never looked back. We've been moving forward ever since.
Okay, now, next question, and I'm going to ask you this also. How do you balance the personal and the business? Because your husband is Rocky.
Yes.
And Rocky's not from Columbus, but he's everywhere in Columbus.
He is.
So how do you two... Y'all are a beautiful couple.
Thank you.
As well. How do you two balance the work relaxation time?
Mm-hmm. One of the things I prayed and asked God for before I met my husband was to have a man, a husband, a leader of my family who not only served in the military, I wanted somebody who was, you know, a retiree or a former server. But the reason for that was because I know that we learn about time management in the military. We learn how to balance. We learn how to compartmentalize if we need to. We also learn how to prioritize. So that is how we do what we do. We both are very involved in the city. I'm an airport commissioner even for Columbus, Georgia Airport. So we do a lot. However, we do a lot together. We are a team. It's Team Marsh over here.
Like, it's Team Ryan over here.
Yes.
It's Team Ryan over
there
here.
There you go.
Okay, one more question. The name is not by happenstance. Where did Radiant come from? Because Overflow is just not a normal name for a barbershop. It's a name. It's a reason behind Overflow. So I can tell, I don't know for certain, but I think it's a reason why you called it Radiant.
Absolutely. So in April of 2017, I was given the name in my sorority, Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, as Radiant Ruby. Now, we have that radiant, but I also looked into it in a spiritual sense. And in the Bible, it does say those who look to him are radiant and their faces will never be covered with shame. So I took radiant as, you know what, I'm going to walk into this radiant journey and wherever I go. And that's how we came with Radiant Real Estate Service.
Outstanding. Thank you so much, Ms. Marshall.
You're welcome.
Next up, our former client at Overflow Salon and Barbershop.
Yay!
Tell us, why do you, first give your name.
Yes, this is Taylor Nicole Rembert with Radiant Real Estate Services, realtor as well as part owner.
Outstanding. Now tell us why, Ms. Taylor, you love helping veterans qualify for home ownership.
Yes, the first thing that came to mind when you asked the question was servitude. Heavily loving to serve. And, you know, like she stated, we say, oh, thank you for your service, but being able to give back in that capacity in a small scheme of things. Because, again, we don't know civilians exactly what you guys go through, but being able to bring this forth in that manner is what's important for me.
Outstanding. Now, Mrs. Taylor, how do you balance your personal work relationship? Because selling houses nowadays, it's a tricky thing. Because the market is much different than it was 10 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. And I struggled with that when I first came on, just being transparent, because I was a client first, but then I worked full-time at Piedmont. I was also an assistant, and I was also a realtor when I came on. So I was working three different positions trying to figure out how do I do this? How do I go from here? But truly, with the help of my broker and mainly with the help of the Lord, like really resting when he says it's time to rest, making time stamps on my phone that say, okay, at 7, we're cutting off all business and we're moving into the space of family so that way I can separate the two.
Outstanding, Ms. Taylor. Now, my last and final question. I heard each one of you ladies mention the Lord of God. How important is it that you have a relationship with God in this business?
It's extremely important. And, you know, we just had a meeting about
why is it
internally
important?
Because one, he offers perspective that I have not found anywhere else. So he gives me the peace. He gives me the direction. He gives me the guidance. He tells me what it is that I need to provide to these clients. I couldn't do this without him, or for that matter, any capacity of what I'm doing, graphic design, anything else that I have my hand in, it has to be led by him.
Outstanding. Thank you so much, Mrs. Taylor. Mrs. Cynthia, could you please return? Now, Miss Cynthia, let's talk about the workshop. What is the name of the workshop coming up?
VA Loan Home Buying Workshop, yeah.
Okay, now, what is that workshop all about? What would be offered at that workshop?
Well, one of the things we want to do at the workshop is to, you know, provide information so that veterans or anybody that's interested in purchasing a home can be well informed so that they can feel, you know, confident in their decision. It takes the anxiety out of making a home purchase because this is a big purchase. It's the biggest purchase most people will ever make.
Okay, now where is this workshop located?
It's going to be at the American Legion Post 35 on 3361 North Lumpkin Road in Columbus.
Outstanding. What time and date?
November the 20th from 3 to 5 p.m.
Okay, now what do they need to bring?
They don't need to bring anything. However, if they go to Eventbrite, they can register so we can make sure we have a good head count, so we can make sure we have, you know, all the information we need for the people.
Now, because we're brothers and sisters, I'm going to go ahead and ask this question. Will refreshments be provided? Will we have something to snack on and drink?
Yes.
So we have free food.
We will have light refreshments.
My two favorite words, for free.
Yes.
So go ahead and wrap it all up. What time, the date, location?
Okay, again, it's the VA Home Loan Home Buying Workshop, and it's going to be Wednesday, November the 20th from 3 to 5 p.m. at American Legion Post 35, 3361 North Lumpkin Road, Columbus, Georgia.
Outstanding. Now, can they register online for this class? Or?
Yes, they can. They can register online, and the event is also on the community calendar here at the radio station.
Outstanding. Now, is this the first time that you guys are offering this class?
It is the first, but it will not be the last.
Okay, now, what do you hope that the veterans get from this class?
Well, we hope that they get enough information so they'll feel confident. We want to make sure we have lenders on hand. They can get pre-approval done. So we're just going to be a one-stop shop on that Wednesday when they come in. They'll be able to talk to a lender. They'll be able to get a pre-approval if they want. We'll have everything there for them that they need.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about the process of buying a house. First of all, do you guys deal with an arm rate?
Yeah, I mean,
let's talk about the arm rate, because I remember the arm rate got a lot of people in trouble in the early 2000. A lot of people lost their house because of the arm rate.
Well,
and God spoke to us, because I think we were buying a house in 2007, 2008, and God spoke to us
about the arm rate,
and we didn't fool with it.
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead.
Well, I mean, that's ARM stands for adjustable rate mortgage, and they are offered. And in some situations, those type of loans are helpful, especially if you plan on purchasing, but you know you're going to move in 3 to 5 years. An ARM might be good for you because the rate changes gradually. So by the time the rate changes, you know, it might be time for you to move. So in some situations, those type of loans are good. You know, it just depends. And one of the things we'll do in this workshop is to, you know, help you determine which loan would be the best for you.
Outstanding. Now, let's say I use my VA loan to buy a house in Harris County on 20 acres with deer and hogs and turkeys and a swimming pool, an island in the kitchen. That's what I want.
Okay.
So I'm just telling
Claim
you.
Claim it. That's
I'm
right.
just telling God what I want. Right. Okay. And then I decide, you know what? I want to move to downtown Columbus. How many times can I use that VA loan?
Well, if you find someone to, well, if you, let me correct this. If you use the VA loan for your first home and then it's totally clear when you move to your next home, you sell it, you've cleared it, then you can use it again. But there's different rules regarding, you know, the entitlement and how it's passed. You can let someone assume your loan, and then when they pay it off, you get it back. So, I mean, there's all kind of little rules and stipulations regarding, you know, the VA loan.
Man, that is outstanding. Okay, now, let's go through every step that we need to do to purchase a home. Let's assume someone out there is listening and maybe they're scared or they're on the fence about purchasing a home. So let's go through all the steps that we need to do.
Okay. The first thing you would need to do is get a pre-approval, because a pre-approval will tell you how much home you're qualified for. A pre-approval, once you talk with the lender, they'll tell you about how much you would need for closing costs, that kind of thing.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. Let's say we just got pre-approved.
Okay.
Let's say we're making, let's say, $50,000 a year. How much home should we be? Because a lot of times I know, you know, they might approve you for a $300,000 house, mm-hmm. but you really can't afford a $300,000 house. You probably need to get some, start off at $200,000. Mm-hmm. So is there a ratio as far as how much you make versus how much you should be spending on a house? There's some kind of number calculator, isn't it?
Well, I mean, there's a debt-to-income ratio.
Right.
With the VA, they like it to be around 41%.
What 41% what?
Your 41%. debt to income. So once you put your income in and you do the 41%, is your debt-to-income ratio under that or over it? Because that will be a determining factor, too, on how much house you qualify for.
Outstanding. Listen, just in case you're joining us for a Sunday conversation with the Rileys, we're in the studio with Mrs. Cynthia, Mrs. Rocky Marsh, and Mrs. Taylor of Radiant
Real Estate Service,
and they are absolutely awesome. Now, let's talk about this. Miss Cynthia, I didn't ask you, how do you balance the work, private life relationship?
Well, prioritize, definitely. You have to prioritize, and you have to put time in your calendar for personal time just like you would any other time. You put that in your calendar. I'm one of those people, if I have an appointment scheduled, I don't miss it. So if I have to put my family time on the calendar so that I can schedule it, I'll make sure I don't miss it. But it's just, you know, trying to do work-life balance.
Okay, now, being ex-military myself, I can see the correlation between kind of like what I do as a civilian and a military, and I see how much the discipline, the timely manner that I operate, how I face stuff, mm-hmm. how it helps me. How has being in the military helped you become what you are today?
Well, I think one of the things the military taught me is to work with other people that, you know, that don't look like you or may not have come from the same place. One thing about the military kind of puts us all in one room and we learn how to work together. We learn from each other. So I think that has helped me a lot as well, because I'm one of those people, I can walk up to anybody and start a conversation. I'm comfortable talking to anyone. So I think, you know, that's one of the things that has helped me, you know, learning how to work with other people and, you know, other cultures. You know, it helps when you have that kind of community.
Outstanding. Now, Mrs. Cynthia, Mrs. Marsh, and Mrs. Taylor, we're coming to the close, the end of the show. Is there anything that maybe we didn't talk about that you kind of like want to tell the listening audience about your business?
Well, I just want to make sure that, you know, we let everyone know that we're excited about the workshop. We would love for everyone to come out. You're going to get a lot of information. And we are targeting veterans, but this information could be helpful for anyone. So mm-hmm. anybody that would, you know, interested, you thinking about it, maybe next year I want to buy a house, come out to the workshop. It's going to be a place where it's going to be comfortable. It's going to be it's not going to be like a reserved seating. You know, it's just going to be a comfortable place. Everybody can talk. You'll have questions. We answer questions.
Free food.
And we'll have a lender on hand. So, yeah, it's going to be a comfortable environment for everyone to come out and answer any questions you might have.
Okay, now what's the location time?
Okay, again, it's at American Legion Post 35. The address is 3361 North Lumpkin Road, and it's Wednesday, November 20th from 3 to 5 p.m.
Is there a point of contact and phone number?
Okay, you can call Radiant Real Estate Services at 706-610-0182, or you can call me on my cell, 706-718-4429.
Now, where is Radiant?
We're located at 211 12th Street in the Corporate Center Building, right next to Ralston Towers.
Outstanding, downtown?
Yes.
Okay, now what's the phone number to Radiant Realtor?
706-610-0182.
What's the location of the workshop? We got to drive it home.
Okay, one more time. 3361 North Lumpkin Road, Columbus, Georgia, at the American Legion Building, Post 35.
Okay, now Miss Cynthia, the last minute of the show is dedicated. It's called a marriage minute, and something me and my wife came up with. And what we do is we want 1 minute of relationship advice, whether it's a marriage, a relationship with friends, or relationship with your family. We just need 1 minute of relationship. And Ms. Marsh, I want your opinion too.
Okay.
Are you married?
Okay.
We're all married.
Well, Ms. Taylor, I need your advice as well. So we're going to cut it down to about 45 seconds.
Okay.
So give us some relationship advice.
Let's see. I've been married 35 years. I would say communication. That is the biggest thing. Make sure that you and your spouse have open communication and y'all are talking it out every day.
Now, what my wife and I say is effective communication.
Correct.
Because I need to ask you, what did you hear me say?
Right.
Because sometimes my wife say, I heard you say you weren't going to do nothing today. That's not what I said. I said I want to watch cowboy movies all day.
Right, right. So, yes, communication is key, definitely.
I love it. Okay, Ms. Marsh?
I would say make sure you have the mindset of what can you give to the relationship, not what can you take away from it. Because if you both have the mindset of giving, you're both getting.
All right. I love it. That's Ms. Marsh. Shout out Rocky. Mrs. Taylor.
Hey, y'all.
Brownstone.
Yes. So I would say, and I've been married now for 8 months, just this 13th. Yes, newlywed.
A baby.
Yes, a baby. But what I'm learning so instantly is that it takes doing the work. So putting what you're learning into practice. Like if you learn to effectively communicate, now let's practice that. So I would say definitely doing the work.
Okay, you heard it here. It's communication, put in the work, and giving. I love every single last one of them. And I prophesied all y'all going to be married 50 years.
Amen.
50 years. Amen. Listen, this has been Gerald Riley of Sunday Conversation with the Rileys. Peace.
Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and this radio program are not to be considered necessarily the belief of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversations? Send us an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.